Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Break it down. All right, back here on OMF. We'll take you back to August 21st when the Dan Shaughnessy article came out and said that Dave Dombrowski was in trouble. He was on with Dale and Keith.
You feel like you're on the hot seat?
Well, I guess it depends. First of all, I've learned now throughout my time period that there's just some writers I don't read their articles. So that's a better way to do it. So you don't really know what they say at times. You hear about it through the grapevine.
Yes, you didn't read Shaughnessy's what you're saying.
I don't.
Okay, got it.
Without being specific.
No, I understand.
That,
yeah.
But it isn't just related to me. It's related to other
sure.
things throughout the time period that I've been here. When you see that criticisms of Bill Belichick, for example, on a regular basis, it's kind of like, geez, if he's not a good coach, I don't really know who is.
All right, disingenuous right there by Dombrowski. So you're telling me when he hears it through the grapevine that Shaughnessy is basically saying he's gone. He doesn't pick up or go online and go to the Boston Globe and read the article? Stop it. That's disingenuous.
It
is. I say this all the time because they think that they'll diminish the impact of it if they come out and tell you, I don't read the papers, I don't listen to the talk shows, I don't watch TV, I have no idea. Come on. Disingenuous.
See, what's lost in all of this, to me, is the only real thing I care about when I start hearing about there's a new vision. You know, he's not the guy anymore for the vision. But nobody stepped to the podium and explained what the vision is.
Who's going to do that?
I have no idea.
Well,
not Alex Cora's job to talk about what the new vision is.
Cora's in a bad spot right now, guys. He really is in the middle of all of this, and he can't look good in any of it. And so the guy who has looked pretty damn good last year, certainly, and even this year, pretty hard to blame an awful lot. You can blame spring training and their approach coming out of Florida. I'll give them the criticism for that. But on the whole, people really haven't gone at him. How could he look good in this situation? He can't. They put him in the middle of it. They have four guys who are now running the baseball operations. I've worked for companies like that before where they have four managers. Trust me, never works.
What if you got two?
That doesn't work.
And they both have the same name. I will say, and the funny thing, here's the thing with Cora. This is he's pretty talkative, and he'll, you know, but I think in this situation, I feel like he should just, less is more.
I agree.
Less is more.
Shut
you
don't, up.
It just take a page out of Bill. Listen, you admire him, you look up to him, he's like a mentor, like a dad, right? It's like a dad to you. It's like a coach dad. Don't say anything. It's not my job. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, Johnny. Like,
see,
you tell me. I have no clue.
See, to
I'm
me,
just trying to finish the season strong.
I go back to the vision. What is your vision? Are we just talking about the minor league side of game of play here? That vision, the draft and develop? Is that what or are we talking about the big league side? Because this isn't, you know, the Baltimore Orioles competing and everyone's a free agent and we're just letting all the free agents walk.
Right.
Or Kansas City Royals letting all the free agents walk. So they're going in a different direction. How do you go in a different direction when you still have David Price, Chris Sale, Erod, Eovaldi, Bogarts, Devers, Benintendi, Vasquez? Last I checked, you still have Mookie Betts under contract.
Right.
J.D. Martinez could opt in. What's the different direction? Because Alex Speer wrote something in the Globe the other day talking about where they are financially. Instead of talking about J.D. and Mookie, they said it could very well lose one of them or both. What is the different direction?
So I think
you don't rebuild. This team has enough there to retool.
Yeah, but you're right. You can't go to the bottom. You can't be the Baltimore Orioles. You can't even do what Toronto has done.
So what's the vision?
Well, maybe it's just an excuse. I think it might be, but I think the vision comes from the owner who's sitting there going, I spent $240 million, and we broke all these offensive records. And we got no shot of making the playoffs. And they put extra teams now in the playoff system. So I think the direction, Lou, is, and you're right, the mistakes were made by Dombrowski. They paid Price a lot of money. They paid Sale when they didn't have to. They could have waited it out. And now, do you give Chris Sale this month? Do you
no,
give him the
no,
same
never.
Contract? Never.
What, 5 years, 147?
Right.
No,
exactly.
You would never get that.
And so you know what they're going to do? they're going to have to trade away Mookie Betts in the offseason.
Well, let me tell you one thing.
To be able to rebuild with young prospects.
Whatever happens, every time, we've seen this, every single time, you know, Theo Epstein, what was one of the first things Ben Cherington did? Convinced ownership that we got to get rid of some of these contracts. And they sold them off to L.A. because it wasn't my fault. I didn't sign them. So then Dombrowski takes over for Cherington. And what's one of the first few things he does? Right? Moves on from Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval. Well, we can move on. You know why? I didn't sign him. Wasn't my fault. So the new GM, does he come in here and say, listen, this is what we got to do. How much money are you willing to eat? We got to get Evaldi and Price out of here. You know, because can't get rid of Sale. Just started. We got to eat some more money. Because you know what? Wasn't my fault.
Yeah, that was a bad signing. That's a bad signing.
Three GMs in a row have sold off and ate money of bad contracts prior to from the prior GMs. So this new GM, I bet he tries his ass off to convince John Henry, here's the vision. Here's, if you look at Alex Spears' book, his phase four, okay? How much money are you willing to eat? We're going to move on from David Price. We're going to move on from Nathan Eovaldi. You know, and then this is the direction we're going, and we got to get more starting pitching.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, we're going to move on from Mookie and Jackie, too.
So, in other words, more dead money every year. That's what you end up with. Well, you tell me.
Did it work for Ben Cherington? You know, he ate that contract. I mean, he got rid of those deals. They needed to get rid of that. And he started to build. And, you know, did it work for Dave Dombrowski? I mean, get rid of Hanley, get rid of Pablo. Whatever.
So you tell me.
Ate some money, still eating money on Pablo.
You tell me, do they go outside the organization?
I didn't sign Ruiz Nicastillo. Just ship his ass down to AAA.
By the way, MVP 2 years
in a row.
Well,
I'm just saying, the new GM will look at some of the bad moves from Dave Dombrowski and say, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Let's move on from
okay, him. But if it's an outside guy, I would guess that he would do exactly what you just said. We got to start all over. This is what we need to do.
I would have traded Jackie last year. He didn't. But you know what? I will this year. So, I'm the new GM.
But suppose the organization
fire Alex Cora.
Likes?
No.
They don't like
Didn't hire him.
They don't like the troika of Dombrowski and Frank Wren and Tony La Russa. Yeah. That's old school. Let's go with Eddie Romero. Let's go with the younger guys who are analytical guys.
Well, here's the other thing.
Who think much differently.
Like I said, that's one pattern that we've seen in the past. Three consecutive GMs, and I'm guessing a fourth, unload money that they never spent, and they blame it on the last guy. That'll happen. The other thing is, when you look at this organization, okay, and you look at the managers, Bobby Valentine, right? Nut job. I need stability. John Farrell brings me stability. After about a few years, though, the communication sucks. I got to find a communicator. I got Alex Cora, Dave Dombrowski. I got a GM. I got, you know, Theo Epstein's going crazy. You know, whatever. We're signing all these guys. Let's go to Ben. I want to hold these prospects to my chest. I want to hold on to them tight.
To your bosom.
He doesn't want to trade any of them away. So what do? We go get a guy who's willing to trade all of them away. We go the complete opposite. So now you got Dave Dombrowski. Where do you go? You go the complete opposite.
I agree. I think that's
where
they go.
You go to a guy like Eddie Romero within the organization that knows this farm system, that scouts internationally. So it's like they just react. They get complete opposites.
And you trade bets to Atlanta for young players.
So then what Eddie Romero would do, so what Dave Dombrowski, remember that scene from Traffic? Remember there was, so the guy, one drug commander is trying to take over for the other guy who keeps making the mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, you got to sit down and write two letters.
When Khrushchev was forced out, he sat down, he wrote two letters and gave them to his successor. He said, when you get yourself into a situation you can't get out of, open the first letter and you'll be saved. And when you get yourself into another situation you can't get out of, open the second letter. Well, soon enough, this guy found himself in a tight place. So he opened the first letter, which said, blame everything on me. So he blamed the old man. It worked like a charm. We got himself into a second situation he couldn't get out of, and he opened the second letter. It said, sit down and write two letters.
There you go.
So that's Dave Dombrowski. Terrific. That's what he's going to do.
Remember
Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar in that Bruce Lee movie?
You bring it back. It's a druggy movie.
That's it. You blame it on the last guy. So Romero comes in. It's the last guy's fault.
It's just the way it is, man. I mean,
it's just, cycle never ends.
It's full circle, really, because Dave Dombrowski's sitting there saying, I won the American League East 3 years in a row. I won the World Series, and you got rid of me. I bet you that's the exact same conversation John Farrell had with him, Dombrowski, when he was fired after. I just won the American League East 2 years in a row and you fired me.
And the other thing is, Alex Cora is part of this also. John Farrell won the World Series. Then couldn't win a game, and then made it to the playoffs, won the division, but couldn't get out of the first round.
Shelf life was done.
And then
though.
He, but still,
it was done.
I mean, they're so similar. I know they're as far as their personalities, but he's got a shelf life also.
Listen, I think
they just get tired of you.
I know, but this is what they do. They overreact. Not overreact, but you know, Terry Francona was a great players manager who eventually maybe lost, you know, the voice of the locker room. So you know what they said? We're going to get a hard ass. Well, they turned into a nut job with a big circus tent over it, right? All right, we got to get some stability. We need respect. The players got to respect their manager. Let's bring in John Wayne. And they brought in John Farrell.
Everybody thought he was John Wayne when he first came in here, and he turned out to be.
And then that last year or two, they're like, we got to get a guy that communicates better with our kids. Let's bring in Alex Cora. The guy after Alex will be a hard ass.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whatever that is.
Let's get to the phone calls. People want to talk about it. We can talk more about it. Here's Chuck in Plymouth. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. I'm actually in Boston now. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay.
I want to go over a few things. One is I would love to be able to sit down with Theo, Charrington, Tito, and Dombrowski and really find out what this ownership's all about. Second thing I wanted to kind of discuss is when you look at the season – was there a time that ownership said, hey, you make this decision and it doesn't work, it's going to be your ass? Was it not pitching the starting pitchers during spring training? Was it signing Eovaldi? Was it giving up that money to Sale? And maybe ownership said he was frail?
Well, I don't think
they want to air out their problems that, you know, maybe where he failed, Dombrowski failed and, you know, hung him on the hook for it.
Yeah, but Chuck, I don't think anybody tells you that. It goes without saying that if you fail, if you go sign Chris Sale and then Sale turns out to be, a health issue, then you're going to look bad. And obviously, if you don't do the things that work for you and suddenly you're, 20 games behind where you were a year ago, maybe even more than that. What do you expect the reaction is going to be?
I remember playing sound of John Henry sitting on the bench at spring training talking about the Chris Sale situation and a possible extension. And he reiterated how they badly screwed up John Lester years ago. Yeah. I don't want to get into what happened, but you guys know what happened. Okay. Yeah. We don't want to be in that situation again. He can't blame Dave Dombrowski for that Sale extension.
No, he changed
philosophy. He admitted that he wanted it. You know what I mean? He wanted that extension.
We did it with Price, too, when they brought Price in after Lester, right? And they took a guy at 30 years of age.
But John is afraid, and I understand why. Bill Belichick can hold a press conference that he just fired Dave Dombrowski. And they'll ask him questions, and he'll say, we did what's best for the team. We're moving forward. We did what's best for the team. Moving forward. They'd ask John, and the first answer would be cookie cutter. Then they'd ask him again, and he'd say, well, you know, financially, I felt like we just sort of wasted some money on players that didn't perform. He would actually get into it to the point where, he would say too much.
Yeah.
And that's why he doesn't talk to the media.
Well, see,
you know what I mean? And listen, I'm not saying it's right because I think he should. I think this is why he distanced himself to this fan base. The fan base doesn't know him. You know, I feel like the fan base knows other ownerships.
Yes.
They do a great
certainly
job.
Kraft, they know Kraft.
Well, yeah, Kraft. Yep. And the
they
Celtics,
know where Kraft's
back. The Bruins as much.
Yeah.
But you're the Red Sox. They should know you like Kraft, and they don't.
Well.
Because he doesn't trust himself in front of a microphone. He doesn't.
He's acting more like Howard Hughes now.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's like he's going to be walking around with,
But this isn't the last
Kleenex boxes
this
on his
isn't,
feet.
This isn't the last few years, though, Christian, because he was.
No, he's been like.
I'll be honest with you, and it will probably
start with Pablo.
I'll be honest with you.
That's the one.
And this probably won't help us in the future. We've been trying to get him on this program now for over a year. Over a year. And I think we all like him. I think I've said it many times. I think this is a good ownership. Obviously, by the success and the trophies and the hardware that they hold over there. But sometimes they do weird things, and I think they're operating much differently now than they have in the past. And yet, I think Lou's right. He's afraid to get before the microphone. The reason he didn't want to, and he should be the one doing it. The last couple of years, it's been Tom Warner speaking a lot more than John Henry.
You know somebody who's maybe, attractive girl, but she's very, very quiet, very, very shy.
You're comparing John Henry to
attractive? No, I'm just saying. Bear with
me
here. So, very quiet, very shy, very to herself. And people look at her and say, she's a bitch. Because she doesn't talk to us. Look at her. She thinks she's better than us.
Meanwhile,
she's just really shy.
After a year, you realize she's like batshit crazy.
Yeah, or she's just shy girl. She's not very
himself
in trouble because he doesn't talk. So people pass judgment on his silence.
Agreed.
And they sit there and say, look at him. He thinks he knows everything.
Yes.
He doesn't want to sit here and address it. He thinks he's better than us. He doesn't want to address the issues here. What do you think? We're all stupid? Oh, you think you're smart?
We can't handle it.
I hate the arrogance of this ownership group. And it's all because of his silence.
It's perception. That's correct. Absolutely.
If he talked more and was out there more, I don't know if you'd feel that way.
No, you and I have talked to him many times. I've talked to him many times on the air and off the air. And I can tell you, he's none of that. And yet, I think he's gone into a shell. More of it, and we'll get back to it.
Just talk more.
I agree. We've been trying to get him on for over a year. I don't understand why he doesn't want to talk. He can answer questions. If he doesn't want to answer a question, he can shy away from it. I don't get it. I don't know why he doesn't. All right, 617-779-7937.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Come on, Lott. You can use it. You can throw. It's all brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, 6 locations. Newest one in Government Center. They get virtual programs available worldwide. Red Sox go on the road to Toronto tonight, the first of 3 against the Jays. We have the first pitch for you coming up at 7:07. Patriots, believe it or not, 17-point favorites. That's right. Excuse me, 19-point favorites now. It's up to 19. Last time a road team was favored by that many points, you go back to 2007, and yep, it was your New England Patriots.
It'll be 20 by tomorrow.
19.5 in 2007 over in both. And by the way, are you taking the under?
No. Take the over.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no way. You're taking the Patriots.
They're not going to score.
Yeah. It'll be one of those like 33-3 games.
Yeah, they just beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 33-3.
And then we got this crazy New York Giants fan from Rhode Island. You can't do this. He was arrested for threatening to shoot up the fans at Gillette Stadium. He put it in a Facebook post because he was upset that the New England Patriots signed.
And they have to treat that like a real threat. They can't act like it's a joke. They have to go grab that guy and arrest him.
I agree, and they should. Because you never know.
And you know what? You really want to make him suffer? Put a straitjacket on him and make it have number 12 on it.
I saw it last night. They were interviewing his neighbors, and they said the guy is really crazy. And so it is a real fear. It really is. All right, back to your phone calls next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back here on OMF, this hour being brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. We have heard from the Red Sox, and the president, Sam Kennedy, will join us coming up at 4:55.
There's a lot of good questions.
Not John Henry.
It's all right.
It's Sam Kennedy. We'll find out why it's not John Henry, but it's Sam Kennedy at 4:55. First at Red Sox management. Has addressed any of this stuff
looking forward to that.
Other than a little tiny little press release that came out. Sure. Here's Scott out in Shakopee. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Scott.
Hey, my comments back on Antonio Brown.
Okay.
He's a big fish coming from a big pond, but he's now gotten dumped into an even bigger pond, and hopefully he has that timid feeling, and he realizes that he's joined a bunch of receivers that have already won a Super Bowl without him, and he's not going to be the top dog there.
He's going to be the top dog here, Scott.
He may be the top dog, but hopefully they don't portray him as the top dog.
Well, that'll be their purpose, I would think.
Hopefully the first team meeting, it's addressed that we're going to go 52 pass attempts. It's going to be split between the receivers. Don't expect more.
Hey, let me ask you
more. That's great,
Rob. I have a simple question. I'm just saying, Antonio Brown's out there with Edelman, Philip Dorsett, and Josh Gordon. Do you want Philip Dorsett and Josh Gordon to get the same amount of targets as Antonio freaking Brown?
Silence.
Well, he's joining a new team.
I don't care. It's Antonio Brown.
It is.
He's a whale. He's a whale. He's not a fish. He's a whale.
Pig. This guy's a werewolf.
I don't know, and that's
I don't want split. I don't want split targets. I wanted it to be. I want it to be Edelman and Brown, and I want Dorsett to be like Hoag's, doing Hoag's thing, sneaking up on people. I want the occasional little slant inside to Josh Gordon, give me two or three catches from each of them. And I want Antonio Brown, and I want Julian Edelman, and I want to go.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is that Josh Gordon becomes Julian,
Gronk.
He becomes Hoagan. Now the skill set and the speed and the ability is a big difference.
No, it's off the charts. When your third and fourth wide receivers are those two guys, they're going to catch you, and they're going to catch you for big games. I'm just talking the focal point. Edelman, Antonio Brown. Oh, Edelman's always open. I know where he is. Antonio Brown, man, look at this guy. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, this guy's always open. Antonio Brown eventually becomes your number one receiver.
Of course he does.
I mean, that's who he is. He's not a number two.
Once he comes up.
If you want to call it 1 and 1A, fine, because that's kind of what it was with Welker and Moss.
He's your best receiver.
Oh,
so
God,
it's a matter of how many weeks it takes him to get up to speed. But I do think you can look at Gordon and look at him a lot more like that replacement for Gronk, because you're not getting that replacement at the tight end spot, right? So I understand, Christian, it's a different position. On the other hand, you tell me, he has a lot like that, right?
Go ahead. This one's bumming me out a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
I told you.
Maloney and Fourier. Brought to you by J.N. Phillips Auto Glass on Sports Radio WEEI.
What'd I tell you?
All right, Adam Schefter reporting that the Patriots are trading Demaryius Thomas. And guess who they're trading him to? In the division, to one of the tomato cans, to the New York Jets for a 2021 sixth-round pick.
The New York J-E-T-E Jets.
So that tells me something. That tells me, because anytime Belichick has done this, when he's trading to another team within the division, including trading away Drew Bledsoe to the Buffalo Bills, he doesn't look at him as a threat. Correct?
Yeah, no, that correct. Is that is. So listen, okay, is he good? Yeah, but I mean, am I going to worry about him and making a huge connection with Sam Darnold? Like Sam Darnold and Demaryius Thomas going to be the new 1-2 punch in the NFL?
Right.
We're good. No. But
so anybody?
So
upset?
It's gonna
anybody upset?
No,
about this
listen,
one?
I told you this yesterday. You guys say he's going to keep him for depth. This guy's, I guarantee, Demaryius Thomas pushed for this. Walk, told his agent, get me out of here. I
you
want
did
out
say
of
that.
Here.
You did say that.
I mean,
you said he'd go to a bad team.
Here.
He's going to a bad team.
Well, he's going to go to a bad team. He's going to be their second option.
I see. He's going to regret it. I don't think he had anything to do with it. I think the Patriots said, we don't need you.
Yeah.
He's not really.
Yeah, but you guys were just talking yesterday. They did.
They what?
They needed him for depth.
No. I wanted him to keep him. And I thought that he was, even if they cut him, we thought he was going to get cut. Like, they were just, but they actually kind of did him a solid because the Jets actually need him.
Demario Thomas.
So the problem
I'm surprised he sent him to the Jets.
No, but the problem.
Well, that's Glenn's right, though.
No,
they're not in fear of him whatsoever.
He's watched him. You saw him in the preseason game number 4 against Stiffs.
He does not think
he's a threat.
No, I would agree. I'm just saying. I guess he just looks at him and says, no, he's got no chance. You think he's got no chance? You think Demaryius Thomas is going to just be awful with the Jets?
No, but I don't think it's about him.
It's more about the Jets and Darnold and their team and just how he feels that. And maybe he's seen his corners against Demaryius Thomas instead of Demaryius Thomas against the Giants' corners.
So Bill's looking at it. We've got two games against the Jets. If we trade Demaryius Thomas away to the Jets, anybody in the room fearful that we're going to lose one of those games? No. Answer's no. He traded Drew Bledsoe to the Buffalo Bills. Why? Not a threat. We're not worried about it.
Other than that first game, 31-0.
That's right.
Other than that. That was the whole
fluke thing. That was bizarre. So there you go. More Antonio Brown fallout as the Patriots have traded away wide receiver Demaryius Thomas in the division to the Jets for a sixth-round draft pick in 2021. We don't have to think about that one for a while. But there you go.
Wow, and they play in a couple weeks.
They do play in a couple of weeks.
September 22nd, I think, is it?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm trying to get this phone call up.
No, that was so shady.
Okay. Look at that. Mary's gone. Go to
James. Well, the other thing, too, Lou, is you're going to hold on to the young players because you still need to build something for the future, right? So, obviously, Harry's staying here, and he's out for the first 6 weeks. And
Myers.
You like Myers, so you're holding on to him, and you're paying him virtually nothing, right? So, it's a good deal. And
the writing was on the wall, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, Demaryius Thomas was inactive. You know, you kept Jacoby Myers. Obviously, you felt like you couldn't get him through the practice squad. You know, I mean, you kept him, period. And you know, when it comes to, you got a nice blend of veterans and still some youth there with Gunner and Jacoby and N'Keal Harry coming back. You got three wide receivers that maybe you believe in down the road. You don't want to lose them now. You know, Josh Gordon, Demaryius Thomas.
Well,
where does
he
fit? It just made sense.
Is this right? Ryan Hannibal tweeted this out. He's responding to the Adam Schefter tweet about Demaryius Thomas being traded by the Patriots to the Jets. Is that the first time Bill Belichick has traded with the Jets? Is that true?
It anyone. Might be. I would it say if
he hates the Jets so much since he's been gone, he's never traded a player, never dealt with the Jets.
Well,
but now
can,
he's sending
can,
Demaryius Thomas.
Come can, on, see if you can find it for me.
I can tell you in those early years, there was no chance that he was going to get a trade for the Jets. Now, he picked up players from the Jets, guys that had been cut by the Jets over the years.
I know, but
that
trading,
may be true. That may be. I'm sure Ryan's looked that up.
So. No, I know, but it's almost like, yeah. Really?
Well, he had
20 years.
He hadn't had a great relationship with the Jets over the years.
Is it his way of sticking it to the Jets? With I know he's good. Yeah, finally take him.
But the other thing with Demaryius Thomas, we talked about this yesterday.
I'm still surprised it was the Jets. That's all.
That might have been the best deal.
No, I know. But even if you think he's garbage, I'm just surprised he did anything for them. And just send him somewhere else.
But here's the other problem. Do you embarrass Demaryius Thomas every week when you don't trust him? Because there's a possibility he's inactive because they look at the other players and say the other players can play special teams. They can do some stuff for us, right? So maybe you don't – you look at it and say, Demaryius, I'm sorry, but you're going to be inactive for half of these games. Now, if somebody gets hurt, obviously we're going to need you.
I just believe that Demaryius Thomas sat there and said, I want out of here.
I'm not sure that's it.
Oh, Jesus.
Well,
you're struggling to try to make a roster here. You think you sign with the New England Patriots, thinking, I got a good opportunity. Josh Gordon comes out of gets reinstated. Jacoby Myers, Gunnar Oshlefsky, these two rookies out of nowhere, unsigned, make the team. Things look a little bit different. And, oh, by the way, then you trade for Antonio Brown. If I'm Demaryius Thomas, if I'm his agent, I'm not doing my job if I don't get his ass out of New England.
Yeah, but I think they had to get rid of one of these guys because the depth chart is too deep. You're going to have two guys inactive every week.
Listen, I'm not saying it was like ugly. I'm sure the Patriots are like, okay. But Demaryius Thomas said, I don't want to sit here. Even if I'm healthy, I'm the fifth best option. I'm trying to prove I can play in this league.
So do you think his next line was send me to a good team? And then Bill said, okay, we got a deal. You're going to the Jets.
I got to be honest with you. If I'm a wide receiver, I don't necessarily want to go to a good team. I would rather, Sam Darnold, let's see if he can throw the football. Because, by the way, when they're getting smoked, guess who gets all the yards late in the third, fourth quarter when all we got to do is throw it? Just give me my yards, man, so I get back into this league and put up 1,000.
But I'm not sure that Demaryius Thomas, by going out and having a good year, let's say, with the Jets, is going to resurrect his career at his
Seriously?
Age. Resurrect his career?
Absolutely.
His age. No.
No.
No way.
Yes. You want to go best case
big
scenario
money?
With Demaryius Thomas in New York?
Then he gets another year from the Jets. That's his best case scenario.
Big money. He's going to get $14, $15 million a year. But look at all these other scrub wide receivers that go to Washington and they go all these other teams and have a pretty good year. And then they get $7, $8, $9 million for a couple years. Right now he's getting nothing. He's out of the game.
But he's not, top of the depth chart receiver anymore.
No, he's a two or three.
All right, 617-779-7937. We will address why there was no Dave Dombrowski press conference and how the Red Sox handled it. We'll do that at 4:55, where President Sam Kennedy will join us from the Boston Red Sox. In the meantime, we take your phone calls talking about the Antonio Brown situation and the Dombrowski situation right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, so Ryan Hannibal was right. It was the last team in the National Football League that Bill Belichick had never made a trade with. He has now made a trade with every single team in the National Football League. A couple of other notes. Miguel with cap space here, Pat's cap. After the Demaryius Thomas trade, the Patriots now have an open spot on the 53-man roster. So that was part of it. One of your wide receivers was going to be inactive every single week, maybe even two of them. Instead, now you're able to put another player in there that might be able to actually play in the game on your 53-man roster.
Like, say, an extra tackle.
Correct. And they may need that right now, at least for the next few weeks with Marcus Cannon's situation. Trading Thomas removes his $1.5 million salary and his $1.4 million, and there's change on there, in the 46-man active roster bonuses from the Patriots salary cap. So they free up some money as well. Maybe they needed to free up the money to work this whole deal now with Antonio Brown because they still want to have money left over. You don't want to use all that money. You're going to need some if you have to make a deal here in the next 8 weeks, 7 weeks.
Right? So I don't know if Demaryius got like a signing bonus. Do we know? I don't know. He had a salary of $1.5 million, yeah. So a weekly salary of about $100,000.
That's what it cost.
Just
him,
under.
Probably.
So they paid $100,000 for a six-round pick. That's pretty
good. In 2021.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I mean, you didn't need him.
Field
took a shot on the guy with an Achilles, paid him $100,000 for week one, and then got a six-round pick for him.
And that's probably exactly the way they look at it, too.
Field Yates does this in a tweet. Patriots wide receivers before the NFL draft when we were all panicking.
Yep.
Julian Edelman, Demaryius Thomas, Philip Dorsett, Maurice Harris, forget about him, and Bruce Ellington. Patriots wide receivers now, Julian Edelman, Antonio Brown, Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett, N'Keal Harry, Jacoby Myers, and Gunnar Olszewski. Yeah. And there's one other, Cam Meredith, who's on the pup list right now as well.
Yeah.
He didn't even include him there. He's on that list, too. I think it's slightly better. What would you say?
You would think, right?
Slightly better.
And N'Keal Harry is on the pup, but he can return.
And Meredith the same way. Yeah. He can return, too. Both can return. So you still have an insurance policy if one or two of those receivers go down. You've got Harry, who's going to be back on the team anyway, and Cam Meredith, if somebody else goes down. Maybe if you lose Dorsett or whatever, you can bring Cam Meredith back too, right?
You got a lot of options.
I mean, you got a lot of options. Jeez. And you had none. And by the way, still don't really have a tight end, unless you want to call Izzo one. And you don't need
it's
one.
Like
do you need
run
one?
And gun.
No.
So
do we need
is.
One?
No.
You're going to get Ben Watson here in a few weeks.
Although, you know, you're probably a couple weeks away from not running the football. From being like, man, he really missed Gronk in the running game.
Well, if they keep the same philosophy that they did last year, which is like the same as every year, you have a good running back, you have good blocking offensive linemen, you have two good tight ends that can set the edge, you start running the football more. Now, you have all these wide receivers, and they all are great on their own. Now, collectively, they're a dangerous bunch. So you should realistically start throwing it more because that's where all your best options are.
Well, let's look at it. People talked about the strength before the season began. Well, the passing game may be down a little bit, but ooh, they can run the football. Game one, what did they struggle doing? Running the football.
Yeah.
What was the other thing? No tight ends. Where did they struggle? They left points in the red zone.
So I'm not surprised. No one should be surprised when they start opening it up more and dinking and ducking, throwing the just like
the good
like
old
you
days.
Saw.
Like the good old
days.
Well,
I would say the running gun. Look at what Jim Kelly did. Look at what Warren Moon did back in the year. That's how much talent you have.
Well, it's amazing when you think about Edelman and Brown out there and Gordon on the same field. And you tell me if you're a defensive coordinator, Christian, what the bleep do you do? You first of all, you have to put two guys, certainly have to have the safety up top. You've got to have him on Brown. What does that do to Edelman? Already right now, he seems
play man.
Yep.
If you play zone, they'll kill you.
Yep.
But more importantly, I don't think...
Well, Pittsburgh tried a little zone in the second half. How'd that work?
I don't think that the your game plan should change. Okay? You better have four really good rushers. You better have an active, disruptive, crazy front four with guys that can get after the quarterback and a linebacker that is one of the best at rushing from depth. Crisscross stunts, timing it out, finding the weakness. That is what you need Because the only way to really get an advantage is to force him to get rid of it then sooner than he wants to.
Okay, so part of it might be that Pittsburgh didn't play their best game, but Pittsburgh does some of the stuff that you just talked about because their secondary, I think, is questionable. But up front, linebacker core, they're damn good. Well, and yet they were unable to do any of that.
Well, you know,
and you still don't even Brown in there.
Because when we talked to Bill yesterday, you know, he mentioned something about how they didn't run the ball great. And I think I asked him about, like, you didn't need to run the ball great for play action to work. And that might have been that they were just, playing the run. Right, they had so many guys up in the box, and even though that's why they were stopping the run, that's why they had, they were effective on the play action, because they were.
See, I think a big reason they were effective in the play action, because they didn't run the ball, especially Sony Michel didn't.
But their personnel was to stop the run in some occasions, so the play action fed perfectly into it.
Yeah, but they also had two running backs back there. They had Devlin out there. If I'm a defense, and I see Devlin out there with a running back behind him, you tell me, Christian, what am I doing? I'm playing the run.
I got to.
Right. And so instead, what they're doing is, you go back and look at it, there were a lot of plays on that play action where Devlin is out there, and you're sitting there. If you're a defensive coordinator, that's what you're playing.
Well, more importantly, it forces you to match their personnel.
Correct.
You got to bring bigger guys up there, or you want to keep your smaller, faster linebacker in there. Okay, well, he's not going to match up physically.
And Brady was throwing in those situations, and Devlin was just blocking the linebacker. Here's James in a car next up here on OMF.
Oh, Lou, I can't wait. Next week or the week after on the Monday, Tuesday, when people start calling in saying, Brown was okay. I mean, he did catch 5 passes for 150 yards. But, I can't wait to hear your take, Lou. I can't wait.
What's your point?
What's that?
What do you think my take is?
Well, you're just going to flip out on the hypocrites. I can't wait. I'm going to love it.
Oh.
I don't understand what you're talking about. I think most people are excited. You're saying people.
He likes you.
People aren't excited? Yeah. I think most people will be ecstatic for 5 Maloney.
Come on, I got one.
Is it moving?
But we don't understand your point, though, James.
No, James, I'm saying that people will... I don't think they'll be hypocrites. I think right now people are excited to have this guy.
They're already hypocrites right now.
I think there's just a lot of people calling in still, like, I don't know about this whole Brown thing. They're not going to disrupt the locker room. It's not going to happen.
Oh, no, hold on, James. I think you're wrong. I think a week ago...
Most of our calls are all in on this.
Yes, I think a week ago they weren't in on it. Matter of fact, any poll you saw, Patriot fans were against this, and suddenly when he's now wearing their laundry, they're all in this week. They've already become hypocrites. You don't have to wait 2 weeks. They're already in. Yeah, they're already in. Thank you. Here's Matt in Maine. Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. We're here till 6.
Hey, so going back a couple phone calls ago, you guys were talking about Josh Gordon, how you kind of want to limit. You want everything to go to AB now. Are you guys really ready to put all your chips in on AB?
Yes, he's outstanding.
He's one of the best wide receivers in the league. You want to limit Josh Gordon? Josh Gordon's a top 10 wide receiver in the league.
No, he's not.
We brought him to New England to bring him back to his potential, which is top 10 receiver in the league potential.
No, it's not.
But here's the thing, Matt. Like, he's good.
It was 6 years ago.
Okay, but let's not get confused. All right, Antonio Brown is better. That's it. He's better. He's more consistent. I will tell you this. Go look at his drop rate when it comes to passes that he's dropped. The amount of passes that have been thrown to him and the amount that he's dropped, it's like zero. He doesn't drop anything. Now, you go to Julian Edelman in comparison, and he is, I don't forget what his was, but it's a big, big, significant difference as far as who is catching him and who's dropping him. So Antonio Brown is the better receiver. Now, I would match up Julian Edelman's route running against anybody. Anybody, the guy's money when it comes to setting people up, sticking it at the top, and getting separation. But after the catch, it's Antonio Brown.
Yeah, it's not even, I mean.
I just, like, he's good. Like, there's all these, Josh Gordon is good. But he just, any of these guys know when a better player comes in. You know right away. He's just better. And he's going to get more looks.
I agree with all that. I'm not ready to put all my chips in on Antonio Brown.
Oh, my God.
As much as I like him, as good as he is.
Are you too connected to Josh Gordon? Is it victim of the moment situation based on what he did the other day?
No, did you see what they did yesterday?
That's my point. So you looked at Josh Gordon,
that guy, that
four
guy
catches, 70-something yards, a touchdown, caught a big-time catch in traffic, got thumped. I mean, the guy's good.
I mean,
I'll still take Antonio Brown. If you had a draft and the two receivers that were left, the two best receivers that you thought were on the board, which one are you taking?
Well, okay, top 10 wide receiver, Josh Gordon? Is he better than DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, Julio Jones, Mike Evans, Mike Thomas,
Odell? He had the ability to be that guy.
He's different. He's different than this guy.
Antonio Brown, Adam
Thielen.
Which is not a disrespect.
It isn't. He's a different type of receiver. Antonio Brown has just...
Yeah, Julian Edelman.
It's a different story.
talking about.
I don't know what the argument is there. I was trying to figure it out. Here's Brian in New Hampshire. Hi, Brian.
Hi, guys. I don't think there's any issue with Josh Gordon playing tight end. He's 6'4", 240. And did you watch Jared Cook last night? He's 6'5", 250. I think he would be great with him at tight end for a few plays.
Yeah, there is. No, I get it. There is a difference, though. That Josh Gordon, 250, and a Jared Cook, 250. You want to block...
He's 240.
Okay, so who is? Oh, well, Josh Gordon is. But people say that just because he's big, but there is a certain willingness to get down and dirty. And if you watch Josh Gordon, even go back to the first couple series, he was the guy blocking the defensive end. Edelman does it. Amendola did it. All these wide receivers can do it. You're not hands not on the ground. You're not dealing with the guy coming off at a three-point stance. You're surprising him. And even though he gets penetration, you get credit for a block. Because you did at least just, took him out of the way. We're not even doing that. Okay, if you want to play, put his hand on the ground during goal line. Let's see what happens. Honestly, let's see what happens. His ass would get driven back so easily.
Who was the tight end the other night that tried to block Khalil Mack?
Oh, that was Jimmy Graham. Graham. Stopped his puppy poop.
He is soft.
Things they're not trying anymore.
Now, he should be a wide receiver, Josh, not a tight end.
Come on, go Jimmy in motion Graham. And Block Khalil Mack.
The whole idea, we've already seen it in the first game. Do they really need a tight end? I mean, if you need to,
tight end.
He's afraid.
Wiggy said the same thing.
You're afraid it'll be extinct.
This is not the running gun.
I get that, but
you don't need three.
You need it. You need it more for blocking purposes than anything else right now.
Well, listen, I told you when they drafted N'Keal Harris, like he's basically taking Gronk's role. It's in the passing game because he's big enough to play, right, 2 yards away from the tackle. You know, he can run routes on linebackers. He's physical enough to block them if they need to do some sort of counterplay. Sure. But it's just a different personnel group. What personnel group is, does that team that you're playing, do they have the right personnel to match with you when
that's,
you go?
That's what it really
do you
comes
have
down
it?
To.
All right.
So you're right. During the course of this season, will there be a team in which you look at it and say, oh, this is a bad matchup for us because we don't have that? Maybe.
You got to force them to match. Like the San Diego Chargers, they could never match when they went tight ends.
Right. Los Angeles.
Seven.
Damn it.
I don't think I'm ever going to change.
You have to.
Yeah, I'm with you.
By I just don't want to.
Change, they'll be back in San Diego.
Yeah,
that's what will happen.
So
will
I.
617-779-7937. We have another hour to go. We'll go 30 minutes commercial free. And coming up next, the Red Sox apparently will respond to the fact that they did not have a press conference with the dismissal of Dave Dombrowski. The Red Sox president, Sam Kennedy, will join us coming up next right here on OMF.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!